Hello and welcome to MLW Confusion. I'm your host, Rob Cameron, bringing you all that you may or may not need to know about Major League Wrestling and its television programming. This week, we're going to take a look at MLW Fusion Alpha, the Opera Cup Finals. But first, of course, we are going to bring the news. All right, well, our first order of business is not, well, I mean, truly newsworthy, but I'm just going to throw it out there anyway, because I like self-aggrandizing myself and just laying it all out there for the world to see. But I just want to announce that this week's episode is the two-year anniversary of MLW Confusion. And what a time it's been to be alive, huh? Yeah, started this at the right time, didn't I? Yeah, bet I did. But that being said, this is probably the best time to be alive if you're a professional wrestling fan with all the stuff that's kind of going on, and we are walking into one of the hottest free agent markets the business has seen in quite some time. But, you know, I just want to take this opportunity to quickly just thank everyone for their support and just tolerating me, humoring me, any number of adjectives that could be used that, you know, means that you're listening to me, maybe because you want to, but if nothing else, you have nothing better to do than to listen to some guy rattle on incoherently in his mother's basement. But, as I also like to say, never mind that, because let's get to the real news. Our big news of the day, of the week, is going to be the first entrant through MLW's open door policy. It is the Prodigy, Ring of Honor World Heavyweight Champion of, well, I guess the women, if we're going to stick to gender divides, but the Ring of Honor Women's World Champion, Roxy. The Booker T-trained Roxy has taken the wrestling world by storm in her brief two-year career. You know, finally reaching a pinnacle, or probably could be her first batch of, I guess pinnacle's not a word if you're, good word for it if you can go only down from the pinnacle. But, you know, the first major milestone of her professional wrestling career, becoming the Ring of Honor Women's Champion. So she will make her debut January 21st at MLW Blood and Guts. I think I said Blood and Guts. Maybe I'm wrong and I'm just kind of, excuse me, Blood and Thunder. Ah, there we go. Blood and Guts is, you know, that other promotion down in Florida. That's kind of their bag. But Blood and Thunder, you know, not to be confused with Marvel and their Love and Thunder thingy that they got going on. But the match is not being announced yet, who she'll be taking on. But the featherweight division in Major League Wrestling is obviously getting to be pretty darn stacked. So any number of dream matchups await her on January 21st in Dallas, Texas. All right, it is time for our main show. It is MLW Fusion Alpha number 11. We got a smashing show we got today. War, obviously, the big reveal of who is going to be the 2021 Opera Cup winner. Our show opens with this. It gives us kind of the history of the Opera Cup, you know, dating back to like 1898 or so, when everybody and their mother used to watch professional wrestling in opera houses rather than on television or YouTube or whatever fancy thing the kids are using nowadays, that TikTok thing maybe. Anyway, so we do get a list of names of former Opera Cup holders, most notably Stu Hart, who his family, the Hart family, has allowed the Opera Cup to be reintegrated into wrestling society, coming back in 2019 with Davey Boy Smith Jr. winning the Opera Cup initially. Last year's champion was Filthy Tom Lawler, and we are crowning a new Opera Cup winner here tonight. It will either be TJP or the American Wolf, Davey Richards. We are welcomed to the show proper by Joe Dombrowski and Rich Bocchini. They are really putting over the main event tonight. As I said, 5,000 times already, it is the Opera Cup Finals. Davey Richards, TJP. But anyway, like, this is a wrestling program. Let's have some wrestling, shall we? So we will segue into our first match of the evening. KC Navarro versus Warhorse. This match was set up last week as Warhorse was getting his award for Parts Unknown's Most Interesting Man. Casey Navarro doesn't care where he comes from, interrupts the interview. They has fight backstage, which leads to them hazing fight tonight. So, bell rings. Things start off pretty hot and heavy. Casey is a lot quicker than Warhorse and seems to be a step ahead of him. Confuses Warhorse into running outside. Casey hits a quick suicide dive and a missile dropkick back inside the ring. He takes over for a bit before he makes the mistake of ramming Warhorse's head into the turnbuckles. And granted, he's no Samoan, but you don't headbang the Warhorse, because he's just going to do it for himself and then headbutt you after he's done, because Warhorse is metal and there is nothing more metal than headbanging and then headbutting your opponent. Following up this little batch of shenanigans, we get a catching power slam and way too long on a sunset flip counter. Navarro went for a sunset flip and Warhorse spends a lot of time like, whoa, before headbutting Navarro. Took forever though. Warhorse locks on the Indian Deathlock. Navarro gets to the ropes though. Diving tornado DDT 4-2 by Navarro, mounting a comeback. Super kick by Navarro leads to a rebound lariat by Warhorse 4-2. Warhorse though misses the double stomp, allowing Navarro to hit his running shiranui, otherwise known as the Jesus Piece. 4-3, your winner, KC Navarro. Good, solid opening contest. Showed off the skills of both competitors. Once again, I am disappointed that Warhorse lost this match. I mean, come on, man. You rule ass. You need to rule ass in MLW. Get with the program, man. Come on. But other than that, you know, solid opening contest, get the crowd up on their feet, even though it was a really long taping, and who knows how long they've been there at this point, but for the TV purposes, solid opening contest, got me up and going, got me excited, outside of now I'm crying because Warhorse lost, and I'm going to go on the Twitter machine and rattle on incoherently and talk about how he's being buried. But, you know, never mind that. I'm just going to smack the microphone. Hope that doesn't come out in the thing. But we're not going to catch that in editing, because editing, that requires a budget. Anywho, backstage, Amelia Sparks is checking out Myron Reed. He's accusing Reed of stirring the pot between Calvin Tankman and Alex Kane, your suplex assassin, a.k.a. the new national openweight champion. And Myron speaks some jive that I honestly don't understand, but I'm just going to assume the answer is no. He's not doing anything, so rats off to you, I guess. Anyway, so let's move along there. It is announced that Los Parks will take on 5150 next week in a Philly street fight for the MLW World Tag Team Championships. So that should be another fun brawl. These two teams had a weird six-man tag team brawl a couple weeks ago on Fusion Alpha. That was a lot of fun to watch, so I don't imagine this match will be any different, except this time the titles are on the line. Amelia Sparks is live streaming backstage now outside of Cesar Duran's office, and shock of shocks, Cesar Duran has money. Who would have thought a man who has an underground fight club, multiple underground fight clubs over the course of the years, has stacks of cash. Wow. So there's your News at 6 exclusive there. Local wrestling promoter has money. All right. Now enough out of that sarcasm. We are joined by Willow Nightingale. She is on commentary for our next match. It's featherweight action, featherweight tag team action, if you will. It is the top dogs, Davian and Skylar, taking on the Sea Stars, Ashley Vokes and Delmi Exo. Obviously, those who pay attention to women's wrestling / MLW / listen to the show obviously know who the Sea Stars are. The top dogs are slightly less known, though if you pay attention to your Shimmer Shine, Beyond Wrestling, etc., you'll know who they are. I had to do a little bit of research, aka watch some more wrestling because, life is terrible when I have to watch more wrestling. But they are one of the top women's tag teams, like regular tag teams in the country right now. And they're actually a lot of fun to watch. If you get to see them in action, totally check it out. But they are debuting against tough competition against the undefeated Sea Stars, or at least undefeated in tag team competition, of course. But before the match even gets started, the Top Dogs attack the Sea Stars. Not for long, though. Tandem backcrackers and tandem suicide dives by the Sea Stars get things going. Unfortunately, once the action comes back into the ring, though, Top Dogs take advantage on Delmi Exo, specifically with Davien hitting the side slam for a two count. This begins a long phase of action, which the Top Dogs get quick tags and work over Delmi. Davien goes for a pin, but that gets broken up by actually Vox. Shortly after this, we get the hot tag with a front dropkick, numerous chops and forearms, taking out both members of the Top Dogs. We get a fish hook into a discus clothesline on Skylar for a two count. Top Dogs, though, illegally re-enter the match, hit a DVD/powerbomb combo for two, a nifty little maneuver I hadn't seen in quite some time. Delmi Exo comes in to even the odds for her sister, ends with the tidal wave, a top rope assisted senton on Skylar for the win. Your winners of the match, the still undefeated Sea Stars. And a solid match between the two of them before we kind of move on to our next segment. That just goes right into it. But solid match between the two teams. I felt like it was way too short. I think another, 5 minutes or so, we could have really had a nice banger of a match. But, it is what it is. It showed the Top Dogs get to be here. I hope we get to see them more in Major League Wrestling because they're actually a lot of fun. And we didn't get to see it this time around, but they're kind of a big mouth and tough person combo. So Skylar's kind of a big mouth, likes to run her mouth a lot. And then Davien comes in and cleans house when necessary because she's usually a bit bigger than the competition. But so hopefully this is not the end of the Top Dogs in MLW, because let's just face it, I mean, wrestling needs tag teams, and women's wrestling could always use more tag teams as well. I'm not going to advocate for a featherweight tag team title yet, since we don't really have a featherweight championship yet, but, the more teams, the better. Expand that roster, baby, especially with the open door. There's no reason why we can't get some more tag teams in here. Anywho, back to what's going on. Willow Nightingale was on commentary throughout the match. She had been laying words about Holodead, who she's been feuding with. And then after everything is said and done, Holodead comes out. Willow and Holodead has fight outside the ring. We got some brawling in between our matches here. So, party on for that. Nice little brawl to continue the story between Willow and Holodead. Moving on, we get more live stream footage from Emilio Sparks. He catches the unnamed helper of Cesar Duran and Cesar Duran with a box. The box appears to have the mask of Matanza. I was going to call him Cueto, but it's not Cueto. Duran, Matanza Duran, which is interesting because they kind of let the cat out of the bag, metaphorically speaking, at War Chamber about what Matanza is. So I don't know what's going on here. I guess we'll just kind of keep on watching, but not yet, because we're going to take a break here, because people occasionally like to throw money at me to do random things that usually involve talking. So going to take a break, chill some energy drinks with some poor audio, and I'll catch you on a minute.
Now, whether you're someone who works out or, like me, needs to maintain focus and mental clarity, we could all use a pick-me-up. That's where Raise Energy steps in. With Refresh technology, Raise provides a hydrating, sugar-free boost of energy without the crash some other energy drinks have. You can find out where you can get Raise Energy near you by visiting www.repsports.com, and while you're there, check out the other products that Rep offers, such as pre- and post-workout supplements and snacks. And if you want some extra savings, order online and apply my discount code CASS, that's C-A-S-S, at checkout for 15% off your order.
All right, we are back with a small press conference with our new National Open Weight Champion, Alex Kane, the Suplex Assassin. He notes that he's tired of promoters, their deep pockets, whatever, controlling things. So he's starting his own little group. He's establishing the Bomayi Fight Club. So finish him, kill him, a la Muhammad Ali, or more recently, Shinsuke Nakamura. Following this, we get a promo from 5150. They are getting a title shot, as noted earlier in the show. They are really excited that they've only been there for like 3 months and only won like 2 matches, and they're getting a title shot. There's lots of swearing. They're never going to get on TV. I'm pretty sure Danhausen is rolling over in his Gravehausen at just the mere thought of that promo, because evidently they go to the DJ Hyde School of promo class as well. But, you know, what do I know? I'm just over here watching Conan for 30 years, so I guess that's what's up. Anywho, speaking of certified G's like Conan, next week, Enzo finally debuts for Major League Wrestling. He'll be taking on M-Dog Matt Cross. We get another segment with Emilio Sparks. Duran Cesar has his key. He's getting ready to open a door and walks in. And then the little helper person in the Lucha mask spots Emilio and his cameraman, and they have to book it. So that was a thing. Certainly a thing. Anywho, it is time for our main event, the finals of the 2021 Opera Cup. It is TJP taking on Davey Richards, the American Wolf. As things get started, the entrances, we get picture in picture. TJP like notes that Davey Richards' knee's bad, and it's a foregone conclusion that TJP is going to win this match because he doesn't lose a match twice. Richards, on the other hand, looks forward to battle because obviously steel sharpens steel, metal sharpens metal, all those kind of good cliches. So Richards is looking for a fight. TJP is ready to win. Once the match starts, like their last encounter, we get an extensive feeling out process. Both these gentlemen are practitioners of a variation of the British catch style. Love their submissions. So we are seeing them exchange holds until Richards locks on a head scissors. And it's rather interesting at this point. Like, he's holds on the head scissors for quite a bit of time. And TJP finally goes for the standard headstand out of the head scissors, but instead of letting go or getting to weasel his way out, Richards just kind of like slams his legs down on the mat like he's finishing off a pile driver, and I thought that was quite interesting, so I have to give him props for that. But they do that a handful of times before TJP slides out into modified STF before switching some holds around and settling for the Muda lock. Unfortunately, Richards is like right next to the ropes, so they have to release that hold. TJP, though, uses this opportunity to take control with stomps and foot scrapes, etc. The foot scrapes get Davey angry, but he gets taken out at the knees and rolls outside to kind of collect himself. TJP follows him out, drops him on the ring apron, which, if no one's mentioned yet, is the hardest part of the ring. We go to commercial break. When we come back, they're still outside the ring. TJP takes out the knee once again. Everyone wanders back into the ring to continue the fight. Richards tries to fight back, but gets a figure four for his efforts. He does reverse the hold, and TJP makes it to the ropes, so they have to break that. TJP goes for a pin. I forget which move led into it, but I was more impressed that Richards went to put his foot on the rope and ends up kicking the camera. So that was a lot of fun, because who doesn't like to see the cameraman get a kick every now and again? Richards does mount a comeback with strikes and a big lariat, continues rocking the strikes, and hits a dragon screw into the ropes. And of course, because his leg's injured, we have to go for a double stomp. He misses it, though. Doesn't affect him for long. Locks on the trailer hitch. TJP gets to the ropes once again. TJP mounts a comeback, gets his detonator kick for two. They has fight on the apron, and we have a bit of a fight on that ring apron, hardest part of the ring, and a really nifty small package driver by TJP on the apron. That looks sick. I wouldn't want to be taking that move. Rolls Richards into the ring. We get a frog splash 4-2. TJP, like, can't believe it. That's one of his top moves, that frog splash. Richards hits a pop-up chest kick to speed things up for him. I don't know, slow the match down. Whatever, take advantage of the situation, man. Davey Richards is doing a pop-up kick to the chest to take advantage in this match. Hits a double stomp on the ring apron for two. Actually, rolls him in, hits another double stomp, only gets the two count. Goes for a brainbuster, that only gets two. Rolls that right into the ankle lock. Unfortunately, TJP gets out of that. TJP goes for the TJP clutch. Richards counters the hold real quick before he can even get it, like, really locked in, and at that point TJP has no choice but to tap out. Your winner and the new holder of the Opera Cup, the American Wolf, Davey Richards. Cesar Duran comes out, presents Richards with the cup. Richards makes a short speech, basically calling the fans in Philly his family, and dedicates his title win to the fans of Philadelphia. The match, as you say, that was a fun match. I knew it was going to be solid. I didn't think I was going to like it as much as I did, because Richards has this nasty tendency to get his leg worked over and then forget that his leg hurts and does a bunch of leg stuff. And I mean, today wasn't entirely different, but he didn't do it egregiously outside of the double stomps, which, yes, he did like three double stomps, but usually there's more to it than just that. But a solid match overall, again, if you enjoy mat wrestling. The show ends. It's not all. We do get a rundown of next week. Your World Heavyweight Champion, Alexander Hammerstone, will be in competition. They do not know who his opponent is. It will be a mystery at this point. We will also, again, have the World Tag Team Champions in action against 5150 in a Philadelphia street fight for the championships. And we have the big debut of Enzo, the former Enzo Amore, taking on M-Dog Matt Cross. So, that is our show. A lot of fun to be had. Didn't have the big fight feel necessarily compared to the last few weeks. But, you know, you can't be, blowing your load every week. And especially, like, really, we don't need to be overshadowing the Opera Cup anyway, because they've really been building this moment for the last, month or two. So, you want to let ample time for the Opera Cup to get its shine in as well. But of course, the opener was a great opener, get things going. The tag team match honestly could have used a little bit more time, but there was nothing wrong with the match as it was. And then of course, the solid grappling affair between TJP and Davey Richards. So say what you want about both of them. I mean, they have excellent chemistry together and can put on a good show, which ultimately, I guess, is the most important thing, is for you to get a good show and get your money's worth. And Lord only knows, in my humble opinion, this week we have totally gotten our money's worth. So that will do us this week, the 2-year anniversary of MLW Confusion. Stay tuned for the ways you can help support the show. Speaking of getting your money's worth, all those cheap plugs and whatnot. And I will catch you all. Well, let's try to make it 3 years this time. Let's go for three. I will see you next week, and hopefully in another year as well. Thank you for listening to MLW Confusion. MLW Confusion is written and narrated by Rob Kammer, but is not affiliated with Major League Wrestling. The opening theme is written and performed by Rob Kammer, and what you are listening to right now is Ruined My Day by Alan L. Schroeder. If you enjoyed the show, please like, subscribe, and leave a review. Also, be sure to tell your friends, family, and enemies about the show. Word of mouth is very important to us small businesses. You can also get up to date with the thoughts and ramblings at the social media at the links in the description. If you'd like to support monetarily and help out, and to upgrade our equipment too, by the way, you can in the following ways. First, our virtual tip jar is at www.kofi.com/casanova. That is CASSONOVA. Or, for more bang for your buck, join our Patreon at www.patreon.com/casanova. For as little as $1 a month, you can get access to MLW Confusion early and ad-free, plus get weekly exclusive goodies. So be like the OGs, Maverick45 and Alan Schroeder, and check that out! Also, for your energy, sleep, and workout needs, check out repsports.com and use the coupon code CASS at checkout to get 15% off your order.